Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley. And we want to welcome you to this Saturday morning broadcast. Today is July the 15th, 2023. We will continue with our series of trusting in his word. And just so you'll know, we'll be coming out of Revelations chapter 21. And I'll hand the show over to you, Rabbi John.
All right. Father, we thank you for the opportunity once again to speak your truth, to understand what you're desiring us and allowing us to fellowship with you, to be a part and parcel of everything that you have created and that you desire to redeem back to yourself, to include ourselves. We thank you for that, Father. We ask forgiveness for sin, iniquity, and transgression. We choose, we make that quality decision right now to forgive those who have sinned and caused iniquity and transgression against us. Praise your name for all that you have, are, and will continue to do for us as we walk in obedience to your word. In your precious name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, today we're going to begin to go into Revelations chapter 21 and verse 8 and read that both in the King James and in the Amplified. And as we read it, it says they're fearful in one translation. But in the other translation, it says the coward. And I want to focus on that pertaining to the faith in his word and what Yeshua was talking about as far as the last days, if there will be any faith on the earth. Because he saw the future. He saw our future. And in seeing our future, he understood that instead of faith, fear. Instead of boldness, cowardliness was going to be that which prevailed in the end times, in our end times. Now, it doesn't have to be you and it doesn't have to be me. But collectively as a group, it is going to run rampant on the earth. And we need to be prepared. We need to understand. And we need to begin to settle ourselves with the fact that it doesn't have to be us. At this time, I'd like for Evangelist Tanita to read Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, in the King James and in the Amplified, please.
Yes. Again, that is Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, King James Version first. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And then the Amplified reads, but as for the cowards and unbelieving, and the abominable, those who are devoid of character, personal integrity, and practice and tolerate immortality, and murderers and sorcerers with intoxicating drugs, and idolaters and occultists who practice and teach false religions, and all the liars who knowingly deceive and twist truth, their part will be in the lake that blazes with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Rabbi John?
Now, I want to go to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, because it also says, not just cowardice, it says unbelieving. So, it is, and we're not just referring to an unbeliever, meaning someone that doesn't believe in Yeshua, that doesn't have a relationship. We're referring to individuals that have a relationship but lost that relationship because they got caught up in this world, which begins to suck the life out of the faith of believing in the Messiah. And that's a dangerous place to be. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Now, this is a fundamental truth, a fundamental doctrine that we need to make sure we understand first and foremost, because if we do, then it's less likely that we will fall prey to an unbelieving spirit. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, both in the King James and in the Amplified.
Yes, sir. And so it reads in the King James of Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God, Yah, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And then I'm going to look up the Amplified. And so the Amplified reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God, Yah, and please him. For whoever comes near to God, Yah, must necessarily believe that God, Yah, exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him." Rabbi John?
So I have to believe that he exists. And we know that Scripture says that Satan believes, the demons believe, and they tremble. But we also have to believe that he's a rewarder only to those, not the ones that tremble, but only to those who diligently seek after the Lord, after his ways, after the covenant that he's established. That's something that also has to be established. It also has to be understood. So I need to know this, because this comes directly against my faith. This is what causes me not to believe. Just recently, I saw a movie that the title is Selfless. Now, it's a secular movie, but it has such a powerful plot that's biblical to it. And the basic understanding of the movie was there was an elderly, very, very rich man that wanted to extend his life, and he couldn't, and he found a company that would not ask any questions. Of course, he had to pay a lot of money, but they would give him a body, and then they would put his consciousness, his actual soul, if you will, in this body. As I began to watch it, I began to watch how the individual started to live his life. It was worse, if you will, than what he had done prior in his own body. And it wasn't until the circumstances pertaining to the body that he had acquired had an owner and a family, that when he found out about it, he started to go through remorse and began to try to figure out how to work things out so that the individual would be able to be reunited with his family, because he had died. As I began to watch that movie, God began to speak to me through that movie. And in seeing it, I began to realize just how awful we as a people, as the offspring of God, both obedient and disobedient, how we have treated our Heavenly Father in manners and in ways that are disrespectful to him, disrespectful to the body that he's given us, disrespectful to others around us. And as this individual went through a transformation, becoming a person that, instead of being selfish, became selfless. Began to speak to my heart and began to cause me to really breathe for the way all of us have treated our Heavenly Father, but yet He still loves us. He still has faith in us, even when we don't have faith in our own self. Even when we lack the strength to be courageous, to trust Him, and to know that in trusting Him, He will bring it to pass. It began to really not just tug at my heart, it just began to expose. In exposing myself, it exposed everyone. And I began to see it, just a glimpse, but I began to see it through His eyes. How would you react? How would I react if I did nothing wrong, but all of my children, in one way or another, rebelled against me, wanted to be like me, but yet not in the manner in which I've created them to be like me. Yeshua, in what He spoke, is in a sense crying out to each and every one of us to wake up. Not just to wake up to the identity of who you are, but wake up to the responsibility, the faith responsibility that we all have. Acknowledging all that He's done, not just in this world and this life, but in the world to come. Fear, cowardice, doesn't belong in the kingdom realm of Yah. It cannot exist. So if it can't exist, if it can't exist in that realm, then that lets me know, still have residue in me, that residue has to be dealt with before I can truly walk with Him, truly cohabitate with Him, and be who He's called me to be. And to share that being, that selflessness, with others. The movie may not strike others the way it did me. But after the movie, I just cried out to the Lord. I was just so repentant. Not just of, my shortcomings, but everyone's shortcomings. And I was so apologetic to Him, thanking Him for forgiving all of us, looking at what we have destroyed and are still in the process of destroying that He has created for us, and seeing that a part of this lack of faith, a part of this cowardice, a part of this unbelief, is all interconnected with the lust of this world, with the pride of the life in this world, with the fleshly desires of this world, is just opposed. It literally goes against the faith that God gives to us that resides within us. That literally is a part of us because it's a part of Him. Where He gets glory, where He gets praise, is when we go from being selfish to being selfless. In the movie, the rich individual comes to a place to where it's not about him, but it's about reestablishing the family that he helped to break up with his finances, with his lustful desire to live for eternity. And when you watch the movie, you see how it ends up. The rich older man gives a heart-wrenching testimony. And he records the testimony to the individual that he's given the body back to. And it's so moving, at least for me it was, that the Lord was letting me know, this is where you need to be at the end of your life here on earth. Your purpose, when you begin to fulfill your purpose, it will help you to become a mature, selfless person. And it won't be about what you want or what you need or what you desire. It will be. Faith has anything to do with it. It will be what the Heavenly Father wants and what he desires. I want you to really spend some quality time looking at some of these fleshly characteristics that's found in verse 8 of chapter 21 of Revelation to ensure that none of those can cultivate it. Because the more it's being cultivated, the more you're becoming a product of this world and not a product of what the Heavenly Father wants and desires for you. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you give us road signs. And for some of us, detours to help protect us from being put in a position or a place where things are going to be so much worse and permanent as opposed to temporal. Father, I thank you that you are calling out to each and every one of us, beckoning us to come to you, to fellowship with you, to understand the importance of the world to come, because it is permanent. This world is not. And there is a second death. And we can be exempt from that second death as we establish the characteristics that you're desiring of us. So, Father, I come to you asking your forgiveness and strengthen me, strengthen us to be all that you called. We need your help. I need your help every moment of every day. Help me not to waste the time that you give up. Help me not to shrink back in the mediocrity. Help me to walk according to the call that you called me and to stand strong because you said to stand strong, to keep my faith and the trust in your word. I ask that and we ask that. In the precious name of your son, Yahushua. And until next broadcast, Shalom, Shalom.